Rosh Hashanah Perek Beis Mishneh Gimel. Ketzad hayim masin masuos. So in the beginning, how were they using these torches? Mevin klunsaos shel erez arukin. They would bring these poles that were made out of cedar wood that were very long. Vekonim va'atze shemen. And along with this, they had reeds and olive wood. Una erez shel pishton. And like bundles of flax. Vechayrich b'meshicha. And they would tie it with a string. Everything would be tied all together. Va'olu l'rosh ha'har. And they would go to the top of the mountain, umatzis bahenas aor, and then they'd light it with fire, umoylich umevi, and they would go forwards and backwards, umala, umarid, up, down, back, forth, ad shu roa eschavero shu oisekein b'roish hahar hasheni, until he would see the second guy, his friend, that saw him that would be doing it on the second mountain. So now he knew, the first guy, that the signal was passed along correctly, v'chein b'roish hahar hashlishi, and the same by the third mountain. Now, the reason they didn't just hold it up, they had to wave it in all these different directions, Taisi Center brings Taisis, based on Yerushalmi, is that people shouldn't just think it's a star or some kind of constellation, the fire. So they would move it around, up, down, back, forth, so they knew that it was actually a fire, it was a person moving that light.